"Oh, that's simple," Lady Prescott replied. "I fell in love. Strange though it may seem, I left Birmingham to be with Gerald Prescott, the gutless, brainless, spineless fool who is now governor of Newtown Prison. You look a bit surprised, Mr. Carruthers. Then perhaps I should explain. There was a time when my husband was a bright, tender young man. It's only recently that he's turned into a workaholic who eats, drinks, and sleeps prison life. I met him when I was just 18. I was in my last term at school, and Gerald was studying at the local technical college. He was absolutely broke, and so he'd taken a part-time job at a takeaway restaurant called the Birmingham Big Burger Bar. The takeaway was in Crawford Street. It was on my way home from school. One day I went in to get some chips. Gerald was serving behind the counter. He smiled at me, and I felt a cold shiver run down my spine. After that, I went to the takeaway every day. I wasn't hungry. I just wanted to see Gerald. Anyway, one afternoon he asked me out, and we went for a walk in the park. We got on really well, and I started seeing him all the time. He used to walk me to school in the morning, and he'd come and pick me up when the classes were over. And then, all of a sudden, I fell in love with him. I don't know why. It just happened that way. When my father found out what was going on, he went crazy. He didn't want his only daughter going out with someone who cooked hamburgers in a takeaway. He told me that I had to stop seeing Gerald straight away. I had to make a choice. Should I obey my father and split up with the person I loved, or should I defy my parents and go on seeing him? It didn't take me long to make up my mind. I knew that I couldn't give Gerald up, and so I had to work out some way of deceiving my parents. The plan was simple. I pretended that I'd obeyed my father. I said that I'd broken up with Gerald. I cried for 2 or 3 days and went through 10 packets of tissues. I stopped eating and slammed lots of doors. I put on a really good show. My parents were completely taken in. But whenever my father's back was turned, I would slip out of the house and go and meet Gerald secretly. In the park or at the takeaway. When I came home, I made up some story or other to explain where I'd been. I was at a friend's house playing records, or I was visiting a museum in the centre of the town. My father seemed happy that I'd suddenly made lots of new friends who had money in their pockets and didn't cook burgers. But he didn't know what I was really up to. Lady Prescott suddenly broke off, and for the next minute or so they walked on in silence. Frederick looked straight ahead. He said nothing. There was no need to talk. They crossed a main road and walked past a school. And then, as they turned down a narrow side street, Lady Prescott picked up the story again.